G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, September 19. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. Well, Joel, the main focus this Saturday is on Randwick, where the biggest race in Australia is race 6, the time-honoured Group 1 Colgate Optic White Stakes. Kermit X on the front of Winning Post and Best Bets. He really ticks the boxes and looks like he's going to break through third up. Are you with him?
I am. He looks ready to win, doesn't he? Third up from a spell. These two runs have been really good. And, yeah, look, he's got to take that next step to be a weight for age winner, but he showed he was on that route with a good weight for age performance second up.
Carl, though, not so convinced. Not only are you tipping against Kermadec, but your tip, that we won't reveal just yet, is your best bet for the day.
Just at the price point of view, not bursting with confidence, I guess. I know it's my best bet, but it's not like a, you know, put your mortgage on it sort of job. Not that you'd ever do something like that, but just think Kermadec, Chelmsford seemed to have its chance, and it was a little bit worrying to see Kermadec failed to overrun a 100-to-1 shot out in front, albeit a very talented one. So I've just gone around Kermadec, but it's going to be a pretty interesting race, the George Main.
All right, we'll get to that very soon. We'll take you right through the black type races at Royal Randwick on Saturday. First of them is race 1, Schweppes Heritage Stakes. Listed event for 3-year-olds worth 100,000, Joel.
I've gone for 7, Mogador. He was a very short-priced favourite on debut when he ran against Exosphere. He's trialled well leading into this return, and I think he might be able to live up to some of the promise now. 8 realised potential as a maiden, but both his runs this prep have been very good. 2 haptic for third and next best 4 counter attack.
I'm with Mogador as well. Big takedown at level weights on debut. Finished second to Exosphere, as you touched on, at odds on in that race. Now meets takedown 3 kilos better. I really liked his recent trial from Barrier 1, should get all the favours. So got him on top from 4 counter attack, who I think's ready to go to the next level as a 3-year-old. Showed a bit of ability last season. 3rd number 2, Haptic, and 4th number 5, Redzel.
Race 2 at Randwick on Saturday is the Group 3 Bill Ritchie Handicap of 1,400 metres.
3, Rudy. Pretty keen on him, with likely to be a bit of jar out of the track, will just suit him nicely. Both runs back from a spell, excellent. Really brave last time after a wide run. Got him ahead of 6 Saddlers Lake, 4 Heart Tester, and 10 Puzzling Wonder.
Same for me, Rudy on top. Fitted for the 2 runs this campaign. Beaten under a length both times, and I think is really ready for the 1,400 metres of the Bill Ritchie. Stays at the 14, and oh, I just think will really run it out solidly. So got it on top from 9, Rekindled Power, who's first up from a spell and showed plenty of promise last season in 3-year-old company. 3rd number 6, Saddlers Lake, who won nicely first up over 1,400. And for 4th number 1, Messine. I just don't know, Messine is going to be a pretty tricky horse to place. Weight for age is probably too strong and handicaps, so it has to carry a bit too much weight. So I've got them 3, 9, 6 and 1 in race 2.
Skipping race 3, which is a 15-runner benchmark 80, we go to race 4, the Bowerman's Office Furniture Shorts, 1,100 metres at Group 2 level, Joel.
Joe Pryor's got a pretty strong hand here. 3 good hopes, but I'm with probably his best one, Terra Vista number 1. He's been trialling well. I think he'll be ready to go fresh up. Got him ahead of 4 Ball of Muscle, who does have the run under his belt, but only a kilo between them. I think that helps Terra Vista. 7 Shiraz in flying form, hard to knock, and 5 Delectation for 4.
Yeah, Terra Vista for me as well, hard to go past him. He's the class runner of the field and he'll be hard to beat. Got him on top from 7 Shiraz, who's in terrific form. I thought the 1,000 metres will be too short for him last time, but he's still got there in time, and I'm sure the 1,100 metres will aid his cause on the weekend. For 3rd number 5, Delectation, he'll improve over further, but has a touch of class, this horse. Don't think we've seen the best of him just yet. And for 4th number 3, Rebel Dane, who has had 11 of his past 12 starts at Group 1 level, and he returns from a wind operation. Curious to see how he goes, and more importantly, how received he is in betting pre-race. But I've got them 1, 7, 5 and 3.
Race 5 at Randwick on Saturday for the 3-year-old fillies at Group 2 level over 1,400 metres is the Coolmore Tea Rose Stakes.
I went 6 Perignon, liked her return run. She's drawn well. Hugh Bowman sticks with her, and I think she'll be very hard to beat through. In the Kiwi visitor, Sophia Rosa, for second number 13. Very, very impressive, defeating older horses first up in New Zealand. One Ottoman will fit her for the fresh run. And eight Honesta, talented Queensland filly. We've been following her. Just giving a bit of a let up, back to 1400. Going to be find that a little bit short perhaps, but they were betting 50-1. That's silly odds, and she's worth throwing in the obvious.
On top for me, number 9, Sempre Libera, who won well at Rose Hill back in April on a heavy track, then really, you know, wound up nicely in the Percy Sykes to finish fourth. It was a close-up fourth to Otherman, and you could arguably say that with early clear running earlier in the straight, that you know, she could have won, and then got too far back in the Champagne over 1200 at Doomben. Doomben, at the best of times, plays to one pace runners, and I thought she found the line nicely. So I've got her on top from number 4, Kimberly Starr, who's fit, firing, and you know, will be thereabouts at the finish with you know, plenty of fitness on her side. Number 13, Sophia Rosa, in for third, who will be steaming home late. And fourth, number 1, Otto Man, who I thought did enough first up in the Furious. So I've got them 9, 4, 13, and 1.
Main race of the day at Royal Randwick. As mentioned, race 6, Colgate Optic White Stakes, registered as George Main, 1600 metres, weight for age, half a million, Group 1, Joel.
Yeah, Kermadec, as mentioned earlier, on top for me. He looks ready to win third up. Got him ahead of 2, Pornichet, 9, Lucia Valentina, and 8, Royal Descent. They look the main hopes to me.
Yeah, Lucia Valentina on top for me, best bet of the day, but as I touched on, just at the price point of view, I know there's this statistical quirk of, well, I think, with her second up, she's yet to place from 4 goes, and general consensus is she isn't as good second up, but I just think there's been other reasons behind those failures, and I think that may provide punters with a bit of value on the weekend. There's rain forecast in Sydney, so she's going to get that cushion in the ground that she desires, and I think she's certainly worth an each way bet around about that $650 mark. So got her on top from 5, Kermadec, 8, Royal Descent, that Honest Mare, and 4th, number 10, Kuramosa, who I think back to a handicap is ready to win.
All right, race 7 at Royal Randwick on Saturday, the Ascend Sales Trophies Hill Stakes, 2,000 metres. It is also at weight for age. It's a Group 2 worth $200,000. It will surprise you blokes to learn that I had a cups double during the week, which is most unlike me. I've
given that one to yourself.
No, well, a bloke sent me $20 in the mail because I'd done him a favour, and he suggested that I have a double with it, so he can have half if it gets up. And it is actually not a cups double; it is a Cox Plated to Melbourne Cup double, and my Cox Plate is Alpine Eagle, and my Melbourne Cup selection will be shortening after the weekend because both you blokes are on Who Shot the Barman.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think he's Lumen is one of the best local hopes for the Cup. And look, maybe, is it one run too early Saturday? I'm not sure. I reckon he's going really well, certainly going well enough to win $7 or $8. Good each way bet, really good return. And yeah, look, a bit of rain is okay. I reckon he's just as good on top of the ground, but it'll be tough to beat. One Complacent, well, he got under everyone's guard second up. Can he repeat the dose? You'd think up to 2,000 is probably going to suit him even better. The stablemate Magic Hurricane gets a run. He's a nice progressive sort. And 10, I'm Imposing, had the quickest late splits first up.
Yeah, it might be one run too early, but it must be said the opposition are a bit of a mixed bunch, and I'd rather be in Who Shot the Barman's corner than anyone else. So for that reason, I've got him on top from 17, Magic Hurricane, who does loom as the danger, but he is the first emergency. He also entered for Friday at Newcastle, so he may not run here. Third, number 7, Janook, who won this race last year en route to winning the Metropolitan and then later being disqualified. He's certainly good enough at this level. And for fourth, number 3, Beaten Up, who has been good both starts from soft trailing runs and may get another soft run in behind them and fill a placing. But I've got them 2, 17, 7 and 3.
Okay, Joel's best of the day to recap was race 2, number 3, Rudy at Royal Randwick. And his value bet was race 7, number 2, and that is Who Shot the Barman. Carl, your best was race 6, number 9, Lucia Valentina. And just talk us through your value bet, which is in the last. It is number 12, Ruling Dynasty.
Yeah, second up from a spell. Really liked the first up run a fortnight ago behind Farolitos, who led all the way, and Ruling Dynasty sat in midfield, came through and hit the line better than anything else. Meets Farolitos better at the weights, and I think can turn the tables.
All right, that wraps up a massive meeting at Randwick. No Group 1s at Caulfield, but big fields throughout the day and plenty of interest, including 1, 2, 3 black type races. And the first of those is the first leg of the quaddie, in the main quaddie, race 6. Catanax Jewelers, Testarossa Stakes, Joel, listed race over 1,200 metres.
Well, I've got to give Galaxy Pegasus another chance. As soon as he bombed the start from gate 1 at Mooney Valley first up, that was him gone. They didn't go hard in front and he just had no hope. So I've got to give him another chance, and you're getting more than double the quote he was first up. So we'll go with him to beat 5 Fell Swoop, Hard to Knock. He's a real winner. 7 Thermal Current can improve, and 14 Sarajevo is scratched. So my fourth pick will now be number 9, Java.
Scratched Sarajevo, is that right?
Yes, from Melbourne.
From Melbourne?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so on top I'm going number 13, Ullman, who's also entered for Adelaide, so stay tuned where Ullman runs. But I thought his recent jump outs have been really, really good, and his first up run last campaign was sensational in the Zetadip. It was a slowly run race. He got back in the field and he really hit the line hard. This horse is capable of pulling out a run first up, and I think at about 10 to 1, he's certainly worth an each way bet wherever he runs, Adelaide or Melbourne. So got him on top from 5 Fell Swoop, who's the in-form runner, 2 It Is Written, who was a bit unlucky in the McEwen, and 4th and 12 Galaxy Pegasus, again drawing the inside barrier.
Oh, I'm with 5 Fell Swoop. Yeah, I'm not 320 short enough, and probably will be shorter, I guess, with Sarajevo taken out. I was very tempted to put number 9 Java on top, but ended up with 5 Fell Swoop to beat 9 Java, 12 Galaxy Pegasus. And yes, that will do me. Race 7 at Caulfield on Saturday. The romantically named William Hill Sprint Series Heat 2 Stakes, previously known as the How Now, 1,200 metres for the mares at Group 3 level. Joel?
1 Hazard, no luck with barriers. Again, she drew a wide one last week and they pulled her out over the 1,400 at Flemington, but you can draw wide at Caulfield in the sprint race, as she did first up and ran, and she ran super from that white gate. I think if she just gets a little bit of cover, a little bit of luck, she's a good mare, and I think $6.50 is a good price. Got her ahead of 7 Tycoon Tara, wasn't bad fresh up. Expect her to roll forward. 15 Satya, shouldn't be picking a horse winning a benchmark 65 coming into a race like this, but Team Hawks, they place their horses really well, and just, yeah, I'm loath to leave her out of my multiples. And 14 Vezele, who's just knocked up late the last couple, but she's going okay.
Surprised at the price of Whale number 2. It's around about $9. I was immediately going to overlook her because I thought, oh, she'll be just too short. She'll be around 3-1, 4-1, and with an unbeaten first up record, you're getting $9, which I just can't believe. From barrier 4, she's going to get the right run just off the speed. There's plenty of pace drawn to her outside, and I just think she's going to get that lovely run in behind and be somewhere in the finish. So I got her on top from 5 Politeness, who is equally capable first up, won at this venue last campaign fresh. For 3rd, number 10, Jesse Bell, who I didn't think had all that much luck in the Cochrane, and the form through Miss Rose DeLago and others looks well. And 4th, number 7, Tycoon Tara. This might be the value runner because I'm no real judge of horse flesh on appearance, but in the mounting out at Mooney Valley, she looked absolutely stunning. So maybe she might run a bit of a race on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm with Wawale as well. 2 Wawale to beat 4 Griant. 1 Hazard, 14 Vezele. Main race of the day, I guess, at Caulfield on Saturday is race 8. You get a free ticket into the Caulfield Cup if you're going to win this. And, well, we had National Jockeys Day, but we have a few of them. We had one a few weeks ago, and I think this Saturday might be National Butchering Race Name Day because this is no longer the Naturalism Stakes. It is the Bendigo Bank East Malvern MRC Foundation Cup over 2,000 metres at Group 3 level. Joel?
Yes, oddly named, but good cause. All the horses get a charity put alongside their name, and whichever horse wins, that charity gets a nice check. So 17 United States is the favourite, and he's got a run, and he's going to be pretty hard to beat. So he's on top for me, number 17, to beat 7 Prince Cherie. I think we can see an improved performance from him off that Mooney Valley run, blinkers on, drop in weight, up to 2,000 suits. Two Sertorius for third and three Taiyu for fourth.
I could be picking after the race and I still think I'd miss the winner. I've got no idea. I don't want to be touching the United States at that price, but I don't know who's going to beat him. I don't know where to start. If forced, I'll back Taiyu. He really resumed with a nice run in the Lawrence. He was a bit plain in the Headley, but nothing really made ground there. And then last time, he had 61 kilos. He was wide early, he worked to the lead, and he faded over the concluding stages. He drops 4 kilos. He's got a touch of class up to the 2,000. Barrier 1, maybe he might be dangerous late, but I just have no idea in this race.
Well, I must apologise to the many people who buy both Winning Post and Best Bets and follow my tips, because I've changed my tip from Best Bets to Winning Post, but I think I can be excused because my tip in Best Bets, Banker Mo, unfortunately, sadly, is no longer with us. So that is very sad news. A really good horse, Banker Mo, and indeed our Tasmanian correspondent Adam Williams is adamant that Banker Mo, or was adamant, that Banker Mo is the best horse in Tasmania, even better than the Cleaner, who he did beat few times early on the Cleaner, on recent form, obviously, has Banker Mo covered. But anyway, farewell to Banker Mo. I'm now with the United States, number 17, to beat 2 Sertorius, 13 Bold Sniper, and 4 Hawk Spur. That leaves us with our best and value bets for the Caulfield program. My best at Caulfield, race 1, number 2, Ability. And I don't have a value bet now that Banker Mo's out, so, and I can't see one that's going to be any great value there, so I'll just give you Ability, Joel.
Yeah, we've covered my best and value. Hazard is my best, race 7, and my value is Galaxy Pegasus, race 6.
We'll agree, Barks. My best is race 1, number 2, Ability as well, and my value is Ullman with the withdrawal of Sarriago in race 6.
Alrighty. We move across to Morfordville, where there are 2 black type races. They save the best for last, races 7 and 8. And another race that has changed names in recent years is the race that most of us would know as the Tokyo City Cup. It is now the Penang Trophy. It is race 7, a listed event over 1,800. Joel.
Yeah, I'm with 7 Sismo. He ran pretty solidly first up from a spell. He's going to strip a fair bit fitter for that. Up to 1,800 should suit. 13 Holy Cow thrown for second might be able to improve at odds. 3 Go Dreaming and 9 Back on Target, next best.
Yeah, Sismo for me, got it on top. Think it's the one to beat. Ahead of number 8 Creonte, so I think is an incredible price. It opens up $34 in the outsider of the field. It certainly doesn't deserve to be that price. Settled last and flew home for fifth out wide in the Balaclava Cup, which is usually a strong form race for the Tokyo City Cup. So I just cannot believe the price there. For third, I'll put in number 9, Back on Target, and for fourth, number 13, Holy Cow.
And the last at Morfordville is race 8, the William Hill WH Wiley Handicap, 1,100 metre listed race.
I went 5, the Messina Nymph, to go one better than she did fresh, to beat 3, Thermal Current, 8, A Clear Choice, and 12, Ullman.
Yeah, Ullman for me, the value bet in Adelaide, as I said, depends where it runs. Got it on top from 5, the Messina Nymph, 8, A Clear Choice, and 14, Heronova.
Doomben on Saturday, they deleted a race, so there's only 7, and in the first of those, Joel, your best bet comes up.
Yes, it does, and it is Arthur Leroy, race 1, number 3. He's got to beat an odds-on favourite in number 1, Too Good to Refuse, but this horse's win at the Gold Coast last start was super. Last on the turn, came the widest and just put his rivals to the sword. Good win, up to 1,600 from 1,200, but he's out of Zabil Mare. And he did run second to a horse at the Sunshine Coast 2 runs back, who went to town and proved competitive. So I think he will measure up. And my value is Solo Saga, race 3, number 12. There was specking for him at good odds last start to improve, and he did. He ran second. I think we might be able to go one better on Saturday.
Toronado for me, race 4, number 1. He just looks the class runner in the field, and he's not overly punished at the handicaps. He's carrying top weight, but he has a touch of class. And I thought the last start, third at Doomben, he was second up from a spell over to 1350, and it gave every indication he was looking for the rides up to a mile here third up. So got him on top as the best of the day.
All right, well, they're still racing at Belmont over in the west, and Joel, you think that race 6, number 6, Battle Hero, can resume a winner?
Yeah, I think it could be a good day for Willie Pike. He rode 5 last week in a couple of seconds, so he's flying, and given the Bob Peters connection, can get a couple on Saturday. Battle Hero being the best, race 6, number 6. He's a pretty smart horse. 1,200 is certainly not his best distance. He's going to get up over ground, but I think he'll go very close to winning first up. And my value is Mississippian, race 3, number 9. Again, Pike and Peters and Grant Williams, the trainer, combined. He won well first up at Northern. I think he can come to town and prove successful again.
All right, earlier in the day on Saturday, we have the second Group 1 leg of the Hawke's Bay Triple Crown at Hastings.
Yeah, and number 2, Cowie, very, very short. Even money after the brilliant win in the McPhee Challenge. Barrier 11, his biggest danger, I would say, is Turn Me Loose, and I've gone for him. He had his first run in the McPhee Challenge since November last year, so he's going to derive a lot of benefit out of that. And I think he can turn the tables on Cowie, 11 to beat 2. Soriano for 3rd, Ponderosa Miss for 4th. My best is Serena Miss, race 6, number 3. I'm just hoping she can perhaps settle a bit closer and get a bit of cover from a midfield draw, and she can improve sharply on her fresh run. And my value is Designated Driver. Race 7, number 13, progressed from a benchmark 75 to a Group 1 placing last time in. She might be able to keep improving this prep. Riccarton, the other meeting, a good card. My best there is Soubrettes, which is race 7, number 6. Probably quite short, but I think she'll get the cash. She's pretty smart. And my value is Ensuite. First starter, race 3, number 16. First start over a mile, but Kevin Myers, he can do that, and this horse trialled quite nicely. And she does hold an entry for the 1,000 guineas in New Zealand, I must add.
All right, well, Friday, Carl, they're racing at Newcastle. So Newcastle Cup Day has moved to the Friday. Interesting experiment. 4 Group 3 races. Just give us a quick guide to some of those.
Yeah, well, they're racing over 2 days, Friday and Saturday. Used to be the Wednesday and the Thursday, but certainly all the features, or most of them, are on the Friday. They've got the sprint race, the Hurricane on the Saturday, and the Provincial Cup. But really good card. Cup, I've gone for the locally trained Ghost Protocol, who came 4th in this race 2 years ago, and I thought his last start 4th in the Wyong Cup was very good over the 2,080 metres. I think he's just really ready to excel down on the minimum weight on his home track over the extra trip. So dangers there, Orbeck and Magic Hurricane, as I touched on. Magic Hurricane's been scratched from Newcastle Cup, so there you go. He'll run on Saturday and pose a danger in the Hill Stakes. The other main race is the Cameron Handicap, and that one I've gone with Saddler's Lake, who is entered on the Saturday. Haven't found out where it's heading just yet, but it should be very hard to beat in the Cameron. I'm imposing Hooked and Flamingo Star to fill the novelties, and just really good racing all day. Even the Spring Stakes may have ramifications for the Caulfield Guineas, with Wudong Mountain, the likely favourite there. Chris Waller, Hugh Bowman, may head towards Melbourne for the Caulfield Guineas if he wins, or possibly the Spring Champion, depending on how they go.
Alrighty, and finally, if I could just trouble you for the $50,000 Petrogas Gold Nugget Handicap winner, 1,600 metres, race 7 at Sportsbet Ballarat on Sunday.
Keen on Baron Archer, but I also was quite mindful of two other horses, By the Grace and Electric Fusion, and I do see Joel Marshall has put Electric Fusion as his best bet, so I'm certainly wary of those two other horses. But Baron Archer got back and found the line nicely at Mooney Valley in finishing 4th last time. I think the bigger track will certainly suit. Another danger there, Streets Away. Always got to respect those D-Wear runners at Ballarat. And it's probably a race whereby Darren kind of uses for his locally trained horses. He marks it off on the calendar, and probably his progressive stays head towards his Gold Nugget. So I think if you're taking those wide novelties, you'd be foolish to leave out D-Wear's runners in the race.
All right, well, that wraps up a massive weekend of racing around Australasia, and leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. All the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Plenty of other good reading and entertainment. Besides, still only $5, and our best $20 bet for the weekend, Carl.
Ruling Dynasty in the last race, 20 to win in Sydney.
I'll go Hazard, Caulfield, race 7, number 1.
And I'll go Caulfield, race 1, number 2, Ability. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.